as I was about to begin ministering, the Lord placed it in my heart to share a little bit of some of the things that I experienced in my journey. And I'm going to share a few. And I believe somebody here is going to be blessed tonight. Actually, I started serving the Lord at the age of 10, 11. This was when, after I had one of my teachers in a primary school. How do they call primary school in, how do you guys call it over there and abroad? How do you call it? Is it basic primary school? In Africa, we say primary school. Let me try to get. Is it, they use grade, something great like that. Grade school. They use grade school. Okay. Yeah, that's what we are talking about. A teacher of mine started talking to us concerning Jesus. So if you are a teacher, make sure you make it your habit to talk to the kids concerning Jesus. You know, this is in Africa, you know, so we have the liberty. I know persecution and the gospel is already being restricted in some countries, so they can't even talk about Jesus Christ in the schools. But here in Africa, you can speak to the kids in the school. That is, you can do it very easily. But over there, a lot of challenges. You can't say anything. Because the devil wants to trap. You know, the golden age and the golden stage for anybody to start serving the Lord is that age. You see, believe me, if you did not start at that time, you would have lost something. You would have lost something. I'm telling you. So I heard this man talking about Jesus, and I heard him talking about a certain man of prayer. That the man prayed so much and fire came down. So when I heard him talking about that, that inspired me. I was like, wow, a man actually prayed in his room and fire came down. I said, okay, I'm going home to do mine. That was how I started. I jumped into my room, jumped on the bed, started jumping on the bed for fire to come down. Jumping and praying. When I was tired, I just left. Nothing happened. No, but that was when the seed of prayer was planted in my heart without me knowing. So, we continued like that. You know, I didn't know much, so I didn't know. I was not even having a Bible. I didn't know what to do with what I've heard. Until then, a lady in that same school invited us to a fellowship. By then, I was now in class 6. And when they invited us for that fellowship, they talked about Jesus again. And then they asked us to learn a certain quotation. I don't know why they gave us that quotation. It was Matthew chapter 19, verse 6. Therefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. what God have joined together, let no man put asunder. That was when I learned that quotation when I was in class 6. Because the woman in charge told us to learn it. So I learned it. I put it in my head. And ever since, I've never forgotten it. You see, that is one thing that you can do for a child. That is one thing you can do for a child. One thing you can do for a child, to teach them to know the scriptures, to memorize the scriptures, is really going to pay off in the long run. You see, so as simple as it sounds, they are great seeds. So if you have the opportunity to interface with kids or students, make sure you do it with all your heart. Do it with all your heart. Do it very well. So after this time, a certain woman, when I was in classes, that was the first time I received a Bible. Actually, the woman did not dash me the Bible. She just borrowed me the Bible. But I remember I did not return the Bible. I took the Bible from her and I did not return it. It was a King James Version Bible. That's why, you see, I like the KJV, because that was how I started. I started reading the King James Version. That was how I started. So, after then, we usually do a common entrance then, because after the primary school, you would need to go to, we had some selected schools. You have to choose schools that you would attend. We have the federal schools, we have the state schools. So the best, all the best students usually go to the federal schools according to what they will score in the exams. So after that time, I sat for that exams and I was admitted into the federal school. That was, and it is 6 years boarding house, not like what we are seeing today in Ghana. You know, right now it's only 3 years, and in the SHS, apart from some private institution that wants to run 6 years. It was 6 years, 6 years, 6 years boarding house. So, just imagine, I was 10, 10, 11. Just imagine 10-year-old boy or 11 going to a boarding house. I was very small, very smallish, very smallish, going to a boarding house. In fact, when I was in primary school, I had some big ladies in our class. They usually beat me. These tall girls, I was in the same class with them, to just hold my ears like this, push my head anyhow. I don't know. The same thing happened when I got into JHS 1. The same thing happened. I was smallish. In fact, the first 3 days of leaving home in the boarding house, I ran away from the school. Oh, I ran away. I ran home. Nobody told me. When I got home, nobody was at home. You know, the place where the school was to my school was far, but I ran home with a friend of mine. We were feeling homesick. The way we ran back home, we ran back to the school. Because, just imagine, my dad came back home to meet me. And if he sent me to the school, it means I'm in trouble. The school authorities will have to deal with me, because I left without any exit. So somehow, I remember that even our running out of the school is somehow miraculous, because we saw a big bus that was almost on fire, and the people were inside. So we started shouting, "Fire, fire, there's fire under the bus," for them to come out. If not, they will all be dead by now. So it was a kind of adventure, and I was kind of proud of myself. I've done something very, very great. Today, I'm Superman. I went back to school with tears in my eyes. I didn't want to stay in school, away from home. How many of you cried in the boarding house? So, it was very, very difficult staying with people, new people, people you don't know, people whose faces look strange, and different behaviors and characters. Some people, you know, they don't even feel anything. They adapted very, very easily. They adapted very, very easily. Now, the people you meet matters a lot. I went to the school with a friend, but when we got there, we were in different rooms. Then I was in room 3, and he was in room 6. So we were in different rooms with different people. And I can tell you that the people you meet at that stage, they are very, very instrumental. In fact, the guys in my room, they were not rude. They were not this kind of having bad behaviors and bad manners like that. No. But the other guy's room, I can still see the impact in his life till today. You don't know. You don't know. The age of 11, 12, 13 is very, 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 very dangerous. These are times that we must guide our children very, very well from wrong influences. Wrong influences. So, I was there, and a certain guy introduced me. We were in the same class, but he introduced me to a Bible group. You know, so I joined the Bible group. Just from there, started learning one or two things again in the Bible with my stolen Bible. I did not give the woman back her Bible, so I was having a stolen Bible in the school. We just need to attend the Bible meetings. So one time in the Bible group, they asked me to preach. That was the first time I ever preached in my life. In fact, I hated preaching. I hated prayer. If you really want to trouble me, just ask me to pray. When my dad will say, "We are coming to eat, so I'm the one who is going to pray." Hi. I really did not like that. But I still have to pray. In fact, the prayer, I myself, I don't know where, I don't know where it comes from. It's not easy to pray, especially when you are praying in the midst of people. So they said, "Philip, today you are preaching." I said, "No problem." I don't know why they chose me to preach. So I came with my stolen Bible. I looked at them. You know, when I go to the school, they usually steal the boarding house. If you spread your clothes, you wash your clothes and you spread it, they are going to steal it. They would steal it. Telling you. So I spread my clothes, and sometimes I will come back, I will not see them. So when they asked me to preach, I turned it into my message, and then I said, I want to preach about faith. I can remember myself standing in front of them, shaking. I was trembling. And I said, I wanted to talk about faith. Let me tell you, I've never heard anything concerning faith. Nothing. Oh, this dog is disturbing me. I've never heard anything concerning faith. Nothing. So I look at them and I said, anytime you wash your clothes and then you put it on the dry line, believe that when you come back, you find it. You find it. Believe. After I finished saying that, I did not have anything to say again. They laughed. I can't remember. They laughed. The people laughed. So I was wondering why they were laughing. Because to me, I was preaching and they were laughing. Oh my God. They really laughed. And then after my 1 minute message, they clapped for me and I went to sit down. That was the first time I ever preached. You know, there are some of you here, you are still running away from preaching. You are still running away from teaching. When we say, oh, come and preach, you say, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. You are not helping yourself. You have to jump into the fire. Don't worry, you will survive. Somehow, you would survive. You would survive. We are not perfect the way we are. You see, but as we try to do things, we receive the grace to do it better. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So as you use the little gifts, the little grace that you have, God is going to maximize it. I don't know what God saw, but from then, the seed of preaching and teaching the word was sown in my heart. In JHS 1, I was 11 years old. That was how it started. And I continued like that all through. You see, I was loving the Lord, waking up to pray, waking up to pray in the night, sometimes fasting on my own. I did not know much. I did not know a lot of things, but I was just doing what I felt was right. In fact, I was very shy. Very, very shy. When it comes to ladies, I could not even open my mouth to speak to a lady. I was very shy. In fact, all through my stay in SHS, I did not have a female friend. I know some of you will not believe, because I was very shy. The lady who approached me and she wanted to be my friend, after she asked me of my name, that was the last time we spoke. Said, what is your name? I'm Philip. We laughed. That was all. She did not see me again. You see, that shyness is or was a very big problem. It is not of God. It is a weapon of darkness. (Clears throat) So I could not pray in front of people. I could not preach to people. I could not even talk to ladies because I was shy. So listen to me. If you are experiencing such, it is never from God. In fact, God hates it because you'll be so limited. And there are a lot of people you would not be able to meet. A lot of people you would not be able to meet. You ought to be bold. I was too shy. When I got to the senior high school, that was where I met my own kind. You see, if you are faithful, serving God, He will bring you relationships. He will bring you around people that are going to mold your life for the rest of your life. And it will be a strong influence over your life. So there are some relationships that if the Lord has brought you to, you must learn to value them and you must learn to honor them. Because if it were not for those relationships, I would not be here talking to you. So somehow, the Lord started gathering us together. You know, before I met these people, I started a prayer group. That was at the age of 14. I started a prayer group in the senior high school. I gathered about 17 people and we called ourselves Soldier for Christ. Soldier for Christ. Just like how I wake up by 12. It did not start today. It started then. I gathered them. When it was 12, I woke all of them up. And then we go on the quadrangle. We have a court within our dormitory. So we met there. The moment it is 12, we meet there. It was in one of these meetings. As I gathered, I called them the Soldier for Christ. As I gathered them and were praying, supernaturally, we felt oil on our head. We didn't know where the oil came from, but there was oil on our head. I touched it. I was like, wow, who poured oil on me? Who poured oil on me? The future is too great for me to be discouraged. Let me tell you something. The future is too great for me to be discouraged. Too great, too mighty. Too great, too great. The things that I've experienced, the things that I've seen, can never, ever make me turn my back. It is too late. Too late. As we prayed, we don't even know what we are praying about, but we were praying. Just imagine, we are praying. Hi. Feneke minister say. Even then, I was not even praying in tongues, but we are praying. And the oil came. I didn't say anything about it because I don't understand it. So we started like that. And we continued like that. Praying every night. Praying every night. I didn't know I was being trained for a greater purpose. But I did it with all my heart. After some time, I don't know what happened, but I stopped that meeting. I did not meet them again. And then the Lord started bringing some special people into my life. The first person I met We are born on the same day. We have the same date of birth. The only difference is that he is a prophet and I'm a teacher. I remember the first time he met me. I didn't know it was God bringing him to me. He asked me, "What church do you attend?" I said, "I am the church. I don't attend church. I am myself. I am the church." He laughed. We started talking. We started meeting. We started praying together. Then another person joined us. We were three. Another one joined us. We became four. We became the four mighty students in that school, controlling spiritual things in that school. We did a lot of things. And we were attacked. When we meet to pray, it was very, very strong. Very, very strong. Very strong. It was one of these times, as we kept disturbing, scattering things in the school, standing in the gap for the school. I was in my room, sitting. I was just studying. Two bats flew into my room. At this time, I was in my final year, but I was still smallish. I was in my final year in the school. I was studying. One of them came to my back. I didn't know how they entered silently. It almost beat me. The bat almost beat me. But I felt something moving, so I jumped. Then they flew up and started forming a circle. They were moving in circle over my head. They were moving in circle. Moving in circle. Do you know what I did? I took my Bible. That's my Bible. And I started reciting Psalm 23. After I finished with Psalm 23, nothing happened. I went to Psalm 91. I was pacing. You see, in those days, I have memorized Psalm 27, Psalm 91. So that was what I was saying. I was saying, as I was saying it, they were flying over my head. Flying over my head. What is this? Somehow, they flew out of my room. How did they enter? That was when I was being introduced to spiritual warfare. I would sleep. Some witches would come and bend my hand. When we go to class in the morning, the same people I saw in my dream, they would come and stand at the window of my class and they'll be looking at me. And I thought I'd be looking at them. So what is all this? What is all this? It was how the prayer thing started. The fasting started. All these things was to provoke my spirit to prayer and to fasting. And to seek him more. And then I could never speak in tongues. I told you guys how I went to different pastors to pray for me because I wanted to speak in tongues. It was very, very terrible because knowledge was absent, knowledge was lacking. So effectiveness would be delayed. Amen. You see, I'm driving to somewhere. I continued praying, giving myself to prayer. And then the church I attended, in fact, when I was born into Roman Catholic. My dad usually take me to Roman Catholic, you see. But when I went to the boarding house, I wasn't joining Roman Catholic. I joined the Pentecostals. And then before I even finished, I left the Roman Catholic Church and I joined Pentecostal Church at home. That was where I started learning spiritual warfare. Sometimes we pray for very, very long periods of time. The first program we had 21 days all night from 10 to 5 a.m., 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., 21 days. I went for all of them. My dad complained. He complained. He said, why won't you sleep? 21 days all night, 10 to 5. What are you looking for? Eh, you are still young. You don't have any problem. What are you praying about? Continued like that. One time, they had a 12-hour meeting from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. the following day. I joined that particular meeting and then I was praying. I prayed to the point that the people around me, you see, they were like, they were watching me. He said, this guy have not sat down since we started from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. They were speaking a certain kind of language. They were communicating within themselves. So one of them came to me and asked me, what is your name? I said, my name is Philip. He said, Philip, okay. I don't know what they wanted. But according to them, they said something which meant they would never ever let me go. I did not understand what it meant. I kept on praying. When it was 10 a.m., we ended the prayer and then I went home. As I got home, I jumped on my bed because I was very, very tired. That was the beginning of the supernatural for me. That was the first time I saw an angel with my two eyes. I was on my bed and then the angel came to my bedside. And then I rose up trying to touch the angel. And then it just disappeared somehow. I saw the angel in front of me. So I rose up trying to move towards it to just hold it. I didn't know I was not supposed to try to go and touch it. I was just supposed to just try and interact and wait and see why the angel came and understand the purpose of that angel. That was the first time I saw an angel. And since then, it was not rapid after then. It took a very long time before it became consistent. That was the beginning of the supernatural in my own life. I don't know whether Prince is here. It was when is Prince here? After I completed SHS about 2 to 3 years, after 2 to 3 years, I didn't go to the university on time. I waited about 2 to 3 years or so. within this time, I went to teach like a student teacher, people's teacher. That was where I met Prince. Was very smallish. He's not here right now. I think he has slept. And then I started teaching them warfare. That school, we turned the school upside down. They were kids. But when we started praying every day in the school, a lot of things started happening. I made sure I invested myself in those kids. Even the kids in kindergarten, the ones in kindergarten, were joining the prayer meeting. In fact, there was a certain day I was so tired and I could not go on with the prayer. And then one kid in kindergarten, she walked up to me. She held my hand and she said, "I am not going to pray today." Ah! When she said that, I was scared. I said, "Let's go. We are praying." This was one of the best times of my life. I saw kids manifesting the spirit. We even had all night in the school. This was a primary school. We had all night. Different gifts were released to these kids. In fact, do you see Prince? Then he was in class 6. If you ask Prince to pray for you at that time, he will get the answer within 1 minute. Ask him to pray for you concerning anything. Anything. He will get the answer within a minute. Some people have been following me for a very, very long time. That's how my relationships are. Because I honor them. In fact, there was a time we wanted to have all night. And then Prince's mother said she was not going to allow him to come. The boy ran away from home and he came for the meeting. So the next day, the mother announced that his son is missing. His son is missing. He went to report to the police station that Prince was missing. After we are done with the meeting, he went back home. And the woman was angry. She was mad. That why is it that I could not even call her to inform her that the child was there? There are a lot of things that we saw with these kids. If you don't give kids the right foundation, they will grow up into something else. Teach them, train them, be consistent with them. A time is coming to grow. When I left this school, you see, we did a lot of things that, let me tell you, see, a lady, a young girl in that school can walk up to me and tell me that, "Pastor Philip, we are having witchcraft meeting. And then we called your name in the meeting. In fact, you did not appear, but an angel with a sword appeared and we all ran away." A young lady can tell me this. I was their teacher.
I can be in the class teaching. A demon would fly inside the class. She could come and tell me that her demon wants to talk to me. So I said, okay, let the demon come. I'm waiting for the demon. So it was 12 midnight. I was sleeping in my room waiting. I was almost half asleep. I saw it. The spirit came. But when the spirit came, it did not stay. It left. So the next day, I went to her and I asked her that, your spirit came, but why didn't the spirit stay? See, there are a lot of things in schools. See, I can lock the class, and then I will come in the morning, and then the seats in the class will be arranged in a strange way. You will see biscuits and things on the tables. Who did it? There are things. Even by then, I think I was much more rascal then. Much more rascal. When it comes to the things of darkness. There's no joking. Ah! Then I was killing witchcraft. Somehow, the Lord called me to missionary in the northern part of Ghana. So I had to leave them, leave those kids, and then I went. You know, a lot of things happened to them. Some of them never recovered. Some of them stayed consistent. And one of them is Prince. And when I left that place and I went for missionary in the northern part of Ghana, and then I came back, that was when I came back to Kumasi and I went to another school. That was where I met Gilbert. I think he was in class 6 or class 5. What class were you? Class 6, right? He was smallish. Very small. But right now he's a man. Look at him. Started teaching them to pray. In fact, we formed a prayer group and a Bible team also, teaching them God's word, helping them to understand. This is how my life has been. Raising men, raising people, raising kids. Everywhere I went, causing trouble. In fact, all the houses that I've stayed, they have sacked me because of prayer. Hey! Prayer. Prayer. They actually chased me away because of prayer. So I continued like that on this path of prayer, consistent prayer, until one day the Lord was faithful enough, and He showed me my office. It was like as if I was in a vision. And then, you know, I have just cut everything short because I want to round up. I was in a vision, and then the Lord showed me everything about my office. I was not praying about it. I was not asking about it. So it was then that I knew I was called to the office of a teacher. Not because somebody told me. I had the encounter. And other things that were shown to me. Now, it did not just come in one day. Like some of you, you just want to know these things. You see, once you know who you are, what you have been called to do, you'll be bold to manifest it. Because you know, it is what you have been called to do that you are doing. You stay in your office. The reason why there is a lot of division in Christianity today, and why there is a lot of fighting among ourselves and jealousy, is because a lot of people have not discovered who they are, what they have been called to do. So I know I have been given certain gifts, certain authorities in certain areas. So I can't leave what I have and start becoming jealous of what you have. If you don't know what you have, you become jealous of other people's ministry, which is not ought to be. Amen. And you see, even after the Lord showed me that concerning myself, I did not jump and start doing anything. Even up to now, I'm not still jumping out from church to church that I'm going to preach. No. There is a training season that the Lord is going to train your hand to be strong. That which He has called you to truly give to the world, He will keep you and train you for that purpose. Even if David was king, but for 7 years, he was hidden because the training was not complete. Amen. So you can't jump out there before your time. You ought to learn to walk with Him daily. You see, and when He finds you faithful enough, one day He will come to you and He will show you. You see, I was not asking about it. I was not praying for it. He will just come to you and He will show you. He Himself will show you. I have called you to be an apostle. This will be your main gifting. Although we all manifest all the gifts of the Spirit, we can manifest all the gifts of the Spirit, but there are some major giftings that each and every one of us we have. We will not struggle to manifest that gift. It will come easily. It means you have authority in that area. Amen. There is a long way to go, and there is a lot to learn. There's no need to put ourselves under pressure. There's no need to rush. Our life is a story that the Lord is telling in eternity. But for we to be able to walk in the fullness of it, we must always stay connected to that realm from where He's leading us from. As we stay connected every day, that which He has called us to be will be given full expression. Amen. You become stronger every day. You become much more powerful every day. See, it's not going to happen at once. You will not understand everything at once. You will not begin to see visions, everything immediately. No, it's going to take time for you to even begin to understand your visions. You will not see angels at once. It's going to take time. before you even begin to interact with them, it's going to take time. You begin to understand your ministry. You begin to know the angels you have been called to work with. Their times and their seasons. If you stay faithful, you would enter into your time. You will enter into your season. If you stay faithful. See, the Lord does not have anything for people who give up. Listen to me carefully. There is nothing for those who give up. Anytime you find yourself down, learn to rise up again. Learn to rise up again. Learn to stand again. I've gotten to a point in my life and I said, I don't want anything about Christianity anymore. I don't want to be a pastor anymore. I don't want anything. I just want to be a normal Christian. I was saying it to myself, walking on the streets. As I was saying these things, I heard a loud voice and it sounded into my ears. And it says, don't give up. It says, don't give up. You know, because the future is great. You can't give up. Amen. The future is great. You can't stop now. You can't stop here. You can't. You can't. See, there are a lot of reasons why you would want to give up. Maybe you impregnated somebody, or maybe you became pregnant, or maybe something happened. Your life is not over. Your life is just beginning. Amen. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Put yourself together. You are not stopping now. Amen. I say, you are not stopping now. You are not stopping now. There is a place you have been called to get to. And we are getting there. We are getting there. Listen to me. You are not giving up. You are stronger than ever. The things that you are hearing is going to stir you up. It's going to set you on a path. You would see that you are not just an ordinary person. You are great. You are a warrior. You are a fighter. You can't put down your sword. You can't put down your sword. You are a noble warrior. There's something you have to give to the world, to release to the world, and until you do it, you are not stopping. Amen. The journey is still on, and that is how I met all of you here. I met you because the journey is still on. I came to sound an alarm for preparation. I came to sound an alarm that as many who are going to hear my voice, they'll be awakened to the voice of the Lord. They'll be awakened. That is why I came to sound an alarm. the great ones who are sleeping will be awakened to their destinies. Amen. Yes, greatness inside of you. That is why we have crossed paths today. Amen. You must not lose hope. Everything that happened before now was to destroy you. But you are not dead. You are stronger than ever. The anointing of the Lord is already moving on some of you now. The power of the Lord is already overshadowing some of you now. Thank you, Jesus. The hands of some of you are being made stronger, stronger, stronger. Your heart is being made stronger. We are still on the journey. That is why there is a need for we to soar up here every day. That training will be continued. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You are a miracle ready to happen. You are a miracle ready to happen. The world is about to hear you. In the name of Jesus. The world is about to hear you. In the name of Jesus. Hey. The David. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can you celebrate him for your great destiny? Celebrate him tonight. Celebrate him. Celebrate him tonight. Celebrate him tonight. Celebrate him tonight. Haramonte Felicis. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 This path that I've chosen, I stay on it. I stay on this path. I will not be discouraged. I stay on this path. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I stay on this path. I recommit my life again. Amen. I thank him for calling me. I thank him for calling me. Thank him for choosing me. Tonight, I make a commitment again. I make a new commitment to say nothing will stop me from serving you. Nothing. Nothing will stop me from following you. My challenges are not strong enough. In the name of Jesus, nothing will stop me from following you. Nothing will stop me from serving you. I make a commitment this morning. Can you make a commitment? Tell him that I will not allow anything to stop me. I will not allow anything to stop me. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I will not allow. I will stand firm I will fight hard and I will win. And one day we'll all see ourselves in glory and we'll not regret. We'll not be among those who will be weeping, who will be celebrating, because we stood our ground and we chose him. We chose him over everything. We chose him over everything. Amen. I recommit my life to you again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Yes. I love that. You stand firm until you see yourself in glory. You stand firm until you see yourself in glory. You don't move. You stay there. You stay there. You stay there. You stay there until you see yourself in glory. You don't move. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. You guys, you're all doing well. Trying to join night after night. You're doing well. God bless you. Amen. We'll bring our meeting to an end tonight. Bring our meeting to an end. I see some of you already carrying glory. Wow. 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 I see glory on you. Wow. 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 I see resolute soldiers. I see a new resolve among the ranks. Wow. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Wow. Wow. Ha. I see a new fire. I see a new zeal. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus.
You are so wonderful, Jesus. You are so glorious, Master. Oh, Heliphanis is it? Haliprophanis is it? Horamontelis is it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is a strong impartation tonight. There is a very strong impartation. A very strong one. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 Those of you joining us for the first time, today is your first time of joining us, I want to welcome you. I don't think there's anybody here like that. I've not seen any new face today. By the grace of God, we are going to meet tomorrow. We're going to meet tomorrow. 12 midnight is the time. Try to invite your friends. Try to invite your sisters, your brothers. Anybody who is in need of healing, try to invite them to join our meeting. Amen. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, we are still making our contribution. Still making our contribution towards what we want to do. So make sure you are also making plans to support us. Make plans to support us. Make plans deliberately to support what we are doing. And the Lord will not fail you. The Lord will not fail you. The Lord will not fail you. Amen. In case you want to give, you want to give an offering, or you want to make any kind of giving, you can do that through this number. God bless you. I'm going to see you tomorrow. As you go into the remaining days of this week, the hand of the Lord goes before you. You are strengthened.
you are helped in the mighty name of Jesus. Any power assigned to cut you off, they fail in the mighty name of Jesus. You are 10 times stronger. You are 10 times wiser. You are 10 times protected in the mighty name of Jesus. I call you blessed, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.